2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Hey, it's the Scary, 15 I don't hear you at all. Morning show.
Brody's talking over you now.
I don't understand. I thought we figured this all out.
It's been how many days?
But here's my question. Garrett and Brody, aren't they figuring it out at the same thing? And Sam? So how come the two of them are fine, but then the third one is not fine?
Yeah, I don't know.
So Brody uses many computers to listen, and he's sometimes not plugged into the correct one, and his computer can't update. So, yeah, that's
yeah. But I have another question. Oh, hold on, he's back. Maybe I could ask him. Hold on.
I love this. Why do I love this so much? Poor Brody.
Connected. I think he's connected.
He can't hear us.
That's the camera's not on though.
Right.
My question is that, like, he knows what time we do this every day. Like, why does he start setting up 40 seconds before we start doing it? Like, why don't you set up 40 minutes before we start doing it?
I mean, yeah, I know this really doesn't matter because it's a podcast, but we waited 5 minutes to start this in the first place because we were
Is he there? Brody, you there?
Brody!
No, he has to. Here's what's going to have to happen. He's going to have to call on the phone. He's going to have to listen with his cell phone. He's going to have to watch us on Zoom. And he's going to have to talk into his microphone, which is a whole separate
thing.
Well, Scotty just picked up the phone.
Why does he have to do that and not Garrett? I don't understand. Why can't he just do what Garrett does?
Because Garrett's mic and Sam's mic has a headset on it, a headphone jack. And so Garrett's plugged in directly to his head-to-head the microphone. Brody's does not have that because he didn't want to spend the extra $18 to get that microphone.
Are you serious? Right. Shut up. Oh, I have that same microphone.
Yes.
Right.
That's this one, right? I have it too.
See how there's a hole in the microphone for your headphones in the bottom? There's a hole in the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was an extra $18. He didn't buy that feature.
Brody,
he didn't want to pay extra. Froggy's 100% right. And I've been arguing with him about this on the Brooklyn Boys podcast because it's very simple. Spend the extra $18, get the headphone hole, and you can hear us. But no, he wants a cheap model.
I'd pay $18 for an extra hole any day of the week. I mean, I don't know about you.
That's all it costs. Like, I'm in. Pull together and get him the damn $18
whatever it is.
I know. Listen, I follow your train of thought, Froggy, and usually I'm about that, but if it's going to cause all of us inconvenience every single day, it's going to be, what, $2 a person?
Inconvenience? I see it as content.
But now you have to buy the whole entire new microphone. You can't just buy the microphone.
Right, you can't just add a hole to it. It's not that kind of thing.
You know, Brody's got like an eBay supermarket going on in his house for all these years. He's got a superstore. He can sell that. He can move that friggin' cheap mic on eBay for like $50, probably get more than he paid for it, and still turn a profit because that's what the guy does.
He's probably listening to us right now and just not talking.
Probably is. And he's trying to so mad that he can't talk. He's so mad.
We
can
see him. Yeah, he's got to be able to hear us.
Well, no, he's got his camera turned off. It's a caricature that, by the way, looks nothing like him, but go ahead.
If he paid the $18, though, guys, we would not have had so much fun with this.
I remember when he bought the microphone, Scary told him which one to buy, and he said, quote, "I'm not made of money like you, Scary. I'm not buying that one." And it was like $18 or $20 difference. That's it.
Yes.
Yeah, what model did he get? The snowblower?
He got the snowball. He got the snowball.
Oh, if you go on an Urban Dictionary, that's got a completely different meaning.
It really does.
Oh, well, God. What were we going to talk about before this sidetracked us for the last 4.5 minutes?
Aliens or something.
Garrett was going to talk about aliens. Yeah, he said he saw a great alien excuse.
What was the story, Garrett?
Oh, now Garrett's not on.
Garrett.
Unmute your microphone. Or did Brody cause you stress? I think Brody called
Garrett.
Oh, no. This is absolutely...
Well, hold on. Garrett's muted. Hold on a second.
No, Garrett is definitely muted.
All right, ask to unmute. Okay. All right, I just unmuted Garrett.
Just listening to this podcast, you really should just go watch it. I don't know, where do you post this?
You got to watch them.
Elvis Duran on Instagram.
Oh, there you are.
There.
Am I back?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, there we go. All right, sorry about that, Brody.
You're using your computer's audio, by the way, and not your your microphone.
Well, yeah, no, it all got screwed up from here. Talking about Barstool, Guillermo Marino, no relation to some of our friends there. He was he's a great soccer player, and his teammate said he was late for practice the other day, but he came in with the excuse that he was abducted by aliens, and they believed him because he's one of those upstanding guys on his team. So they're like, okay, we're not going to question. He's a leader. So if he was abducted by aliens, we're going to say he's abducted by aliens.
Yeah. I would totally buy it because I've been abducted by aliens. I think I
love you.
No, you have not.
I love it.
You had a stroke. You didn't get abducted by aliens.
I believe you.
When
were you abducted by aliens?
I was like 4 or 5. And okay, what I'm going to tell you is what a lot of people that have been abducted by aliens say. So I was in bed and I had this weird dream that there was a spaceship over our house. And I was in bed. I shared a bedroom with my brother. And it was like hovering over our house and there was lights and making this whirring noise. So I woke up. I remember I woke up and then I look out the window and it wasn't a dream. There was an actual spaceship and I could see the lights going around in a circle.
Was your butt wet when you woke up?
No.
Was it probed? Are you sure there was no probing?
Hang on.
Okay.
So I remember I was so
scared. There's more, Danielle.
I was so scared. I pulled the sheets up over my head and I could still hear the whirring noise. And the next thing I know, I wake up and it's like 8 hours later. I hadn't moved a muscle and I was still in the same exact position as when I fell asleep and I willed myself to sleep. So they say that when you're abducted by aliens, there's this passage of time that you don't know.
This was just last night, right?
No.
And it's funny, that's what he said to this.
Oh, hold on, now we're getting two Garretts.
Two versions of the
now there's two. Here we go. So this is what...
Because Brody popped back in the room for a second and realigned everything. You saw that, right?
Okay. So Nate, it's funny you say that, though. Guillermo Marino said that he felt the same way you did and that he was gone for 2 days. And then that's why he was late.
Yeah, it was 8 hours... like that. I mean, it just blew by and I woke up, I was in the same exact position and I was just so freaked out. And I don't even think I ever told my parents. I don't want to admit that I was probed, but
I believe you.
No, seriously. Like
you don't tell your parents you think you got probed.
Well,
come on now.
I'm not sure I was probed and I didn't know what probing was.
Elvis told me he thinks he got probed last night. He told me that earlier today.
Different probing.
Wishes he got probed.
I first learned about probing on that episode of South Park where Cartman had the anal probe. I'm like,
Cartman
what the hell
got
is this a thing? Is this real? Is that the kind of thing that people experience?
I learned about it watching a VHS tape I wasn't supposed to be watching when I was 12.
Nate learned about it firsthand.
I don't remember any probing. Can we just clarify that?
Why would they take you? There must be something they put in you. Did they put like a chip or something?
I do have a scar on my ankle, and there, when I touch it, it feels like there's something underneath the scar. I think I've been chipped by an alien. I'll let you touch it next time I see you, Danielle. I'm not even
okay,
kidding.
I would
That's
like
so
to
cool.
touch it. Yes, please.
It's right
let me
there.
See.
Can you see it?
No.
Yeah. Have you never mentioned this to the doctors or anyone?
What am I going to say? How credible would that
be? Tell them this fucked up story you just told us and see what their reaction is. If it's any different than ours.
Straight to the psych
ward. For like one of your MRIs or all that stuff you do, just stick your ankle in there. You can't do that?
Yeah.
See what's under there?
Right.
I'll do that. I'm like, hey, yeah, I know you're going to do my brain, but can we do my ankle instead?
Check
Maybe
my ankle,
my
please.
Alien story. I'm sorry you guys don't believe me.
No, see, I believe you. I'm on board with you. And I have one more question, Nate.
Yeah.
Did you see them? Did you see what the aliens look like?
No, I did not.
Were they green?
No, I don't know if they were green.
You know, people tell me I look like an alien all the time, right? So I kind of see it. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I got the big eyes. I got the round face and all that kind of stuff. I wanted to know from you if it was confirmed. Some doucher yesterday on my Instagram slid in and decided to tell me that I look like an alien. Then we got into an argument about it. And I think he challenged me to a duel, but I'm not sure.
Hold on. He wanted to fight
gosh.
You?
Here comes Brody.
Seriously? Yes. Here comes Brody.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was like, because I was like, dude, it's too easy to take shots at you, so I'm not going to do it. I understand that that's rude of me to say, but it was true.
Now, did he leave the comment up after he gave it to you?
Yeah, he left it. After he tried to say, you don't know where I am, you wouldn't say that to my face. Say it to my face. I was like, oh, you don't know me. I would say it to your face.
Oh, my gosh. What's wrong
with people? He left the thread. It's still there. Scott O'Brien.
Douchebag.
For sure. I don't get these people.
I think that's a very common name, too. No. Scott O'Brien.
Scott O'Brien. Yeah, people have just been extra trolly lately. And I know we've all had our own little incidents of trolling. Scary got it. Froggy got it.
People will say shit to you on social media that they would never in a million years say to your face, number one. And number two, we get comments, and a lot of times you don't have to say anything. Our listeners are amazing. They will come to your defense, and they will completely rail this person. The problem with Instagram is that then when that person deletes their comment, all the subsequent replies underneath it go away. I'm like, no, bitch. Yeah. You're not going to erase that shit. I want that there to live so that people can see what an asshole you
are. Asshole you are, absolutely. Yes.
Like, how dare you?
A case in point. Roseanne Gregor, who commented on a picture of me yesterday. You know, the picture I put with me and my friends hanging out having dinner in Hoboken for outdoor dining?
Yeah.
She wrote, well, there's a bunch of ugly guys.
That's so rude.
Wait, with a wacky face and a wine emoji. So I wrote, hey, Roseanne Gregor, how rude. What would possess you to make a comment like this? Walk me through your thought process. I'm trying to understand. And then somebody comes to my rescue that apparently she's been hitting the bottle too hard. This woman called her a Karen, have another bottle. So I let the listeners take care of it.
Right.
But give me a fucking break. It's a picture of 10 guys having lunch or dinner or whatever. And you say, oh, that's the first thing that comes to your mind? Are you trying to be funny? What's up?
Wait a minute, doesn't she know we're the only ones that are allowed to poke fun at you? I mean, come on.
And his merry men. But Scary and his merry men.
There needs to be a feature where you can lock that comment. Where you as the owner can lock that comment and it can never be taken down.
Yeah.
Instagram needs to step up to the fucking plate today and make that change.
Not only that, it needs to highlight those comments.
Up at the top.
Yeah, so it's obvious what a big asshole all of these people are that are doing shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
I
Instagram.
I like your style, guys.
Now,
see?
Brody's on with us. Brody's been on with us.
He looks sad.
You okay, Brody?
I'm fine. Yeah.
Hi.
Brody, don't you agree that Instagram should make it so you can't delete a comment when an asshole leaves a comment and that way it has to stay forever and ever?